The wanderings of AJ Lan could, or the wanderings of Misfit, or the wanderings of a nomad, could yet become the title of a collection of poetry written by me or written by somebody else. But in 1889, W.B. Yeats wrote, I nearly said recorded, W.B. Yeats published or had published a collection called The Wanderings of Usheen. And in it, I am going to, I'm going to start reading it, basically. So this audiobook is going to be all Yeats. And I offer it as part of a series of poems dedicated to supporting and celebrating the misfit, the remarkable misfit, A.J. Lan. And it's all new to me, so I won't pretend that I have read these poems that I'm going to read you from this collection. And it's quite a substantial collection, so there'll be several parts to it as time goes on. But the intentionality connection behind it is that going around the world in 1,080 days fits in very well with the idea of wanderings. So somebody who is going to go on a wandering, you know, might well be accompanied by W.B. Yeats. So here we go, and I'm going to start at the beginning, and in a, you know, over a period of time, parallel with the work at reading from Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman, is going to be reading from W.B. Yeats. So here we go, book one of The Wanderings of Usheen, specially recorded for A.J. Lan. And book one starts with St. Patrick. You who are bent and bald and blind, with a heavy heart and a wandering mind, have known 3 centuries, poets sing, of dalliance with a demon thing. Part two in the dialogue. I'm going to call it poem two, has Usheen. So this is a much longer reply. This is Usheen speaking. Sad to remember, sick with years, the swift innumerable spears, the horsemen with their floating hair and bowls of barley, honey and wine, those merry couples dancing in tune and the white body that lay by mine. But the tale, though words be lighter than air, must live to be old like the wandering moon. Cuilta and Conan and Finn were there when we followed a deer with our baying hounds, with Bran, Scolan and Lemaire, and passing the Firbolg's burial mounds, came to the cairn-heaped grassy hill where passionate Maeve is stony still, and found on the dove-grey edge of the sea a pearl-pale, high-born lady who rode on a horse with bridle of Finjrini, and like a sunset were her lips, a stormy sunset on doomed ships, a citron colour gloomed in her hair, but down to her feet white vesture flowed, and with the glimmering crimson glowed of many a figured embroidery, and it was bound with a pearl-pale shell that wavered like the summer streams as her soft bosom rose and fell. And to this Pat St. Patrick replied with a single line, "You are still wrecked among heathen dreams." You are still wrecked among heathen dreams. I suppose, AJ, the thought that comes to me as I read this for the very, very first time is that there are two characters, St. Patrick and Usheen, and Usheen is a very important person in Irish mythology and Irish in Irish storytelling, really. But the depiction of Usheen there, and the description, rather, of, you know, the landscape and the characters and all the different people. And there are about 8 or 9 different people introduced there. But it also led me to think of your bus, your transport as a character. So the poem of the wanderings of A.J. Leon, for want of a better title, would indeed feature the character of the designed transport. I truthfully forget the exact name, you give it yourself, but it may be Prometheus, or it wasn't Prometheus, it wasn't Leviathan, it was a chariot. Your chariot, anyway, features in this. So there you are. I'm going to say that this is 3 poems, and the last one, "You Are Still Wrecked Among Heathen Dreams," is a really short form, you know, shorter than any haiku. So I'm going to call this 3 more poems to you in the collection of 1,080. And so there you are. You've got the prospect, or we have the prospect, of going into Yeats's earliest collection of poems, because I'm reading from the Yeats poems edited and annotated by A. Norman Jeffars, and this is a dead cheap collection of the Yeats poems, you know, which was originally published in 1989. So there we are. That's it. All the very best, my friend. Bye-bye.